just add a paragraph from this Mike King thing before I begin taking? We got three callers here standing by already. I'm delighted. You see, boys and girls, Barzini, Trump, and his sub-capo speaker, Mike Johnson, by keeping their hands clean and standing with Israel, are able to pacify many of the vocal and wealthy usual suspects and their multi-million voter legions of evangelical ziotards. Meanwhile, the far-left pro-Palestinian faction of the Democrat Party, now under white hat control, takes the heat not only from Israeli first-er Jews, but even more significantly, the scores of millions of American boobs whose understanding of this matters amounts only to Israel good, Muslim bad, Holocaust never again. We have four callers. Actually, Layla from Canada, you've called a couple of times and I missed getting you on the air. Go ahead. Give us your thoughts today.
Thank you, Jim. Great content so far. I want to apologize to RBN listeners who may have heard me in two previous calls. I have been beside myself, desperate, watching children dying. Anyone who wants to know how bad it is, go to Al Jazeera and look for a half-hour video that's called What Trauma Do Children Suffer in Israel's War on Gaza? Now, I continue to say that it's a mistake to call it a war. It is a massacre. But what I really wanted to get to, where do I even begin? America is so deeply implicated and has been for decades, if not since its very inception. Americans are complicit in this is a genocide, and potentially it's going to explode into a regional war. Hopefully, people around Netanyahu will be able to, and the crazies around him, the insane people are not just Netanyahu, but people like Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, but tragically even Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid. All of those so-called generals have got to be pulled back from taking the world over the brink. And the worst part is that the U.S. has been funding this massacre, this letting, bloodletting. Essentially, it is a blood sacrifice. It's just a repeat. And Netanyahu yesterday called all of the soldiers war heroes that go back to the time of Amalek. Now, anyone who knows the Old Testament, Amalek is where they were supposedly told that they could leave no living, breathing creature alive. They had to kill everyone, everything, not only women and children, but animals. Nothing could be left alive. And that is exactly what Netanyahu was openly calling for. And if you'd like to hear that soundbite, go to YouTube and go to Blogging Theology, where he talks, is Netanyahu calling for genocide? Yes, Netanyahu has done it openly because he's either insane or he thinks that he has cast an evil spell on the entire world and stifled the conscience and the morality of people. It's not just a matter of Christians. I mean, it's very hard for me not only watching it as I feel a matter of guilt because my family managed to get out of Palestine before everything happened. Unfortunately, all those who were left behind became refugees while we left as British subjects before the British pulled out, before the Zionist terrorist thugs throughout the British managed to get them to leave. So we escaped with British passports and were never refugees. Now I have been watching for 75 years as I was a child. I'm now 78, but by the time we left in 1947, so since then, once I became aware of what was going on, I have been watching from a distance what has happened to all of those who have been left behind. Had we not been in Bethlehem, and near and part of the Jerusalem upper classes, we would not have been able to escape. We would not have known British soldiers and sophisticated Jewish Europeans who told us what was coming. Once the United Nations, and by the way, the United Nations did not make a mistake. The United members of the UNGA, the General Assembly, was badgered, blackmailed, bribed into voting for partition. They relied on the recommendations of something called UNSCOP, the United Nations Special Committee on Palestine, that was staffed by the Zionists, one of which was Ayn Rand, who was a Supreme Court justice in Canada, a devout Zionist, who was taken by Felix Frankfurter, the U.S. Supreme Court justice, to Louis Brandeis to be trained and indoctrinated on how he would be able to badger the members of the UNSCOP committee. I have read Ralph Bunche, a memoir. Ralph Bunche was appointed the one who was to publish a report from the findings of the members of the UNSCOP committee. And Ralph Bunche, in his memoir, describes Ayn Rand as an irascible, badgering old man who kept badgering and wouldn't stop talking. And he called him an old coot. I'll send the information to Mr. Fetzer if you want to publish it later. But the whole thing was rigged from the very beginning, and the Balfour Declaration that was sent before it was made public, it was sent to Woodrow Wilson, who first rejected it, and then 1 month later, after Felix Frankfurter, who was the Zionist Supreme Court justice, who was doing the bidding of Louis Brandeis, another Zionist Supreme Court justice, both met presidents of the World Zionist Organization, they convinced Wilson within a month to approve the Balfour Declaration. And then the British government released it as their position. It's not a treaty. It was simply a statement of intent. So they then managed to seize the mandate for Palestine so they could deliver it to the Zionists. And what did they get in return? Chaim Weizmann, educated in Germany, like all the upper-class Jews, educated with the best quality education in Germany. Chaim Weizmann was a chemist, and he developed something called acetone, which was needed for cordite, which was the explosive material that Winston Churchill wanted. So when Chaim Weizmann promised to deliver him all the acetone he wanted to make these explosives, Winston Churchill, everything was rigged. Everything was rigged from the very beginning. There is no way. And it started in the 1880s when the Rothschilds were in Baku, Azerbaijan, with the Nobel laureate brothers, who were all getting, literally scooping up oil from Baku. And that was when they recognized the importance. And they are part of the Khazaria, by the way. The Caspian Sea used to be known as the Sea of the Khazars. So that is Ukraine, which, by the way, Yiddish was the language because they were Yiddishers. And that's what modern Hebrew is. It's not the biblical Hebrew. Modern Hebrew is based on Yiddish, and they incorporate a lot of Arabic, the grammatical structure and the syntax of Arabic. So they have stolen the ancestry, the history of the Arab ancestry and its pride and joy. And they have taken that, used it against them, and now they are slaughtering the last of them. Forgive me, because I have escaped this. I keep feeling as though that could be me had we not been Christians and capable of getting out of there when we had the time, because they all ended up in refugee camps. Count Folke Bernadotte, who rescued many Jews in the white buses during the Second World War, rescued the Jews from the Zionists, by the way, because I do believe, this is my opinion, and I think there's a lot of evidence to support it, that the Holocaust was engineered by the Zionists. And if you want to know if the Zionists would kill their own, go look for Abi Shlaim, Shlim, who describes how the Jews of Baghdad were terrorized by Zionists working in the underground, who came to Baghdad, planted bombs to scare them into leaving Iraq, because they did not want to leave Iraq. Iraq was their home. And Abi Shlaim, he calls it the history of the forgotten Arab Jews. Very short video, but Abi Shlaim speaks very slowly, so have patience with him. He will describe the fact that the Zionist underground was working in not only in Egypt, where they created the Lavon Affair to create hostilities between the British and the Egyptians and the Americans and the Egyptians, but also the Zionist underground was working in Baghdad, where they planted those bombs, and their handler was in Tehran in Iran, because the Shah of Iran at that time had covert relations with the Zionists in Palestine, which was soon to be stolen, hijacked, and renamed the Resurrection of Israel. There is no Resurrection of Israel, because the original people of Judah were Arameans, and they were Judah because that was the name of the tribe, and many, many families were members of that tribe. I think I've said enough. Again, forgive me for my emotions, because that could be me. As I watch those children dying and bleeding and crying, and families being separated, they have no machines to try and rescue people from the rubble. They're doing it with their bare hands while they're being bombed, and phosphorus is being dropped on them. So families are separating so that they don't all die. Generations of families are dying. If you can go to Al Jazeera and look for that video that I described, what is the trauma that these children are enduring? Look into their eyes. You will see anger, if not despair and sorrow and confusion. You will see anger. What Israel is also doing is creating future, these traumatic children. People talk about PTSD because their basket, their Halloween basket with cocaine in it was taken away from them. The poor things suffer trauma. Well, excuse me, let me watch that and see what trauma really is. I'm sorry. Jim.
No, your statement was wonderful. As St. Thomas Aquinas observed, that a lack of anger at injustice is a moral failing. Every passion you were showing here was completely justified and appropriate. The only exception I take is that the Holocaust appears to be an historical myth. It's not based on empirical facts.
The evidence
contradicts it, but it's been very useful politically. And you're going to love that piece by Goyer that's on my blog about the getting at the psychopathic character of Israel, which believes it can do no wrong. I mean, it's stunning. I think you've made a wonderful contribution here, and I value it tremendously. Would you like to add a final or parting thought?
Yes. Do not let Satan keep your soul. Break away from Zionism. Stop controlling Israel. Tear down Anthony Blinken. Tear down Biden and any Jewish Supreme Court justice. They have influenced your lives and your children's lives to the detriment of their future. Save yourselves. Do not let Satan take you away. My thanks to all of you, and I pray for all of us. Thank you, Jim.
A wonderful statement, Lila. Wonderful. I'm so glad I was able to get you here today. Perfect.
I've been afraid in the past because I knew I couldn't control my emotions. I feel guilty.
But your emotions are totally appropriate to the circumstances. So do not be apologetic about your anger. That is fully appropriate and morally correct. It's impeccable.
Thank you. I also feel a terrible sense of guilt, knowing that I had the privileges that I did have with being able to escape when so many of these poor children could not.
Yes.
So completely, thank you for fighting for them.
That's right.
Thank you, RBN.
Yemen has already declared war on Israel. Turkey cannot be far behind. Turkey has a 100-ship armada headed toward Israel now. Israel declared Turkey and Russia to be enemies of Israel. I believe this is going to blow up in a massive way and not to Israel's liking. And I'm sorry to say that to the extent United States is involved, we are going to suffer consequences that are going to be very vast in their ramifications for us all. I believe this could easily spin into a nuclear exchange with Russia that would cost two-thirds of the American population. Lila, this is a just war. What they're doing to the Palestinians is absolutely criminal. It is genocide. The whole world recognizes it, Lila. The message has come through loud and clear.
You know what's weird, Jim? What I've been saying is probably illegal here in Canada. I'm waiting now for it to be hauled away for something. They're going to drag a 78-year-old Palestinian woman away because she spoke the truth. The truth is forbidden here in Canada because Canada played a huge role. The Zionists in Canada, they control Canada, they control the U.S., they control Britain. Rishi Sunak, he's a Hindu, and Hindus hate Muslims. That's the problem. And the thing is, if you look at the Quran, which I have read, in the Quran, it says that when you defeat an enemy, if he surrenders, you must show him mercy. You must harm no animal. You must not even harm a tree that bears fruit. And look at what the Zionists are doing.
Yeah, well, that's the opposite of the Zionist attitude. They hate Christians. They hate Jesus.
Exactly.
They would consign him to boil eternally in a vat of excrement in the deepest prison of hell. It's outrageous.
The other thing is that the Muslims, they recognize Jesus, and they also revere the Virgin Mary. I mean, and yet they portray the Muslims as the killers. It's so bizarre. And Nigel Farage is doing something horrible in I mean, I saw it on YouTube. I was horrified. I thought Nigel Farage, which, by the way, his name Farage, is either Persian or Arabic in origin. His ancestry is from the Middle East, if he looks at his name correctly. I could not believe what I heard him say on YouTube the other day. He's actually trying to get the Muslims prosecuted because they're speaking out. Anyway, again, I'm losing control of my emotions. Forgive me. I'll go. Thank you again. Thank you to all of you.
That call. I can't thank you enough. I'm just profoundly in your debt for sharing your experiences, and you have been as eloquent as anyone could ever be about a situation that's as horrendous as any I've encountered in my lifetime. And this 82-year-old American former Marine Corps officer admires you and for speaking out so clearly on such a important issue. I'm so grateful to you, Lila. I am profoundly in your debt.
And I'm grateful to everyone at RBN. Please keep supporting RBN, because where else would you, there's nowhere else I would have been able to say this. That's why I've exploded today. I've just been bottling this up because there's nowhere else I can express these thoughts and these facts. That's the worst part. There are the facts of Frankfurter and Brandeis, Supreme Court justices colluding in illegal extrajudicial activities to steal America, to make America serve their Zionist masters. It's so criminal what they've done to the U.S. Supreme Court, to the White House, to all of you, what they've done to the IRS, the federal banksters, everything. God help you, America, because you are the bastion of virtue. You must fight to liberate yourselves. I've said enough. Well, thank you again to all of you. Goodbye, Jim. Thank you.
I am with you in heart and soul and spirit and with the Palestinian people. Everyone who understands what's going on here, we are all Palestinians.
Thank you, Jim. You're my brother, my Palestinian brother.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In Florida, join the conversation, Charles.
How you doing, Jim? Yeah, I just wanted to tell everybody to, if they can get a copy of Douglas Reed's Controversy of Zion, describes the rise of the Zionist movement, what was behind the British Empire trying to reincorporate America into the empire, all before the American Civil War started. There were a bunch at Oxford University under John Ruskin. It was called the Rhodes-Milner Roundtable. It was the elite of everything for World War One was planned ahead of time by the Rhodes-Milner set. They had the UN. They were already talking about the United Nations for the Jews to rule the world. And before in the time of the American Civil War, they sent somebody over from Oxford University, where they had their group, to convert Abe Lincoln to their ideas of world government. That's briefly what I wanted to say. Are you still there,
Charles? Yeah. No, continue. Yeah. Did you say specifically where it can be obtained?
I'm not sure. I'm sure American Free Press would probably have it.
Yep.
Douglas Reed was a journalist in the London Times in the 1920s. He was aware of the editor, the owner of the London Times was W.T. Stead, the editor of the London Times, had the owner, Lord Northcliffe, done away with because he was opposed. He was exposing about the protocols of the Elders of Zion, you know, how true it was, you know, in the London Times, Lord Northcliffe, he had William Steed, who was a member of the Rhodes Milner group, had him put in a mental institution and done away with, according to
yes.
That was according to a controversy of Zion book.
That's right. If they don't like your political position, they declare you to be mentally ill. Isn't that outrageous, Charles?
Yes. It's true. Bibi Netanyahu is mentally ill. He wants to be dictator. Even a lot of people in Israel realize that, you know.
Well, the article that I you can find suggests the nation is in a state of mental illness. It's a personality disorder and a mental illness. I think all of Israel is in that state except for the Palestinians. Charles, I thank you for the call very much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Brendan in Massachusetts. Brendan, join the conversation.
Hello, Jim. The question I would have is, how many U.S. military personnel are currently, as we speak, dead in this invasion of Gaza?
Yes. Well, listen, there was RT. We had a report, I think I brought it in yesterday, that 5,000 American troops were involved. And when we had the running commentary from Hal Turner of the reports coming in, a lot of them were killed. I'll bet you it's a couple thousand maybe killed and a lot of wounded. I mean, the Israelis were totally unsuccessful. They've had a problem with Gaza before. The resistance is so fierce. And as Colonel McGregor's observed, by destroying all the buildings, they created a lot of rubble. It is more firing positions. A story I didn't have here is they have a new weapon they've developed for use in the tunnels that, in essence, seals the tunnels. You put it in the tunnel, and it's kind of a foam that hardens. Sounds like it might be a lot like that material used to build these underground bunkers that were, you know, now available to us now by forms of 3D printing. But, I mean, this is going to be horrific. And the fact that the Houthis have already thrown in, and Turkey's about to, I don't see how Iran can be left out, and Israel is trying to provoke Russia. I think there's going to be hell to pay. And I think when it's over, there may not even be any physical Israel. But the United States made a colossal blunder, Brendan, by being on the wrong side here once again.
But hold on. Here's the question, the third rail question, and that is military conscription. I think it's inevitable. Yeah. I think it will go through without even congressional approval. I think it will go through, albeit unconstitutionally, through a chief executive rubber stamp. That would be Joe Biden. What do you think?
I think nobody is going to go for it. The public isn't going to support it. Our kids aren't even equipped to do it. They aren't physically fit. They're not mentally adapted. Yeah,
but you're missing it, Jim. Hold on, Jim. You're missing it. It's not about what the public wants. It's what the top to bottom wants. If it's imposed, it's going to be imposed. And if you don't do it, if you don't comply, you're going to jail. That's military conscription.
The jails are going to be overflowing. You're going to have half the country in jails and half the country guarding. Brendan, it's going to be a failure. Mark my words. The public is going to be outraged. They're not going to go for it. They don't believe in sending all this money abroad. We got too many problems at home. The Democrats have shot their wad. They are a disgrace. They are a failure. Every policy they've been pursuing has been damaging to America. I agree, Brendan, they may very well try to pass it, but I'm telling you, the public is going to be in revolt over it. It's not going to fly. I mean, there will
not be compliant.
Go ahead.
Well, some of them won't be compliant, but many probably will, either out of stupidity or fear, and that's all that is required.
Brendan, look, I see the threat on the horizon. I agree with you. The threat is there. I do not think it's going to play out. I do not think we no longer have any regard for our government. Our government has been betraying the people. Our government has opened our borders. Our government is not prosecuting criminals. Our government is prosecuting our best political leaders for their own political benefit. It's all outrageous. But I'm glad Jim, you mentioned, because, Brendan, look, I don't disagree with you that the threat is there, and it may very well come to pass. I'm saying the public isn't going to go for it, and you're suggesting a certain percentage will, and I'm saying a rather larger percentage will not. I mean, this is
correct.
Kind of
thing. It'll be like Vietnam, and that's all that is required quantitatively, a required compliance by a certain number of people. Quantitatively is all that is required, even if it is a substantial minority. That's all that's required. 5,000 people in U.S. military, 5,000 launched into the Israeli-Gaza war. A small percentage would be adequate to carry on the war for Israel, and it's going to happen, Jim. It's going to happen, unfortunately.
Brendan, look. I think it's also going to happen that those carriers over there are going to get sunk. I think it's also going to happen. It's going to be a military disaster for America and Israel, and the whole world is going to be opposed to it.
Yeah. Jim, here's the deal. The carriers are going to be sunk as a precursor to justify ramrodding the military conscription through. That's how it's going to play out.
Nobody wants to go fight this war, Brendan. Look, it's going to be a mess. You're going to have local draft boards. People aren't going to want. They're going to protest. They're going to go to Canada, Mexico. It's going to be chaotic. Brendan,
but it's going to happen nonetheless.
You have made your point. And I'm just saying there are going to be a hell of a lot of Americans who will not comply. I think this government has discredited itself, and this war is already obviously not worth fighting. We're on the wrong side. But I get it. I'm glad. Do you want to add a final thought, Brendan? Yours.
The final point. I think it's going to be inevitable, and it may be the trigger point that forces people to take a new awareness as to who the real adversary really is.
Yeah, good. Good. Excellent.
Okay.
I'm glad you called, Brendan.
All right.
Thanks,
Jim.
You got it. Mark in New York. Mark, join the conversation. Give us your thoughts, Mark.
Yeah, first time caller to your show, Jim. Just wanted to mention YouTube has Al Jazeera English Live, for those that weren't aware. They've got 12 million subscribers. Right now there's like 21,700 watching. The thumbs up is still at zero, so I don't know what that's all about, but it's live streaming. They've been doing it since March 9th of this year. But the reason I called, I did not hear if you had replied to the 6-year anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting. I was wondering if you could give a 90-second encapsulation of what your latest summary is of that shooting, and I'll take your answer off the air.
Sure. Oh, I did rather thorough on Las Vegas. If you go to my blog, James H. Fetzer, and look for the 65 shows, there's a lengthy on Las Vegas, but here's a short take. It was a fabricated staged event. They had seated the audience with maybe 500 crisis actor crowds on demand provided them. They used a pre-recorded soundtrack of machine gun firing. They played over the PA system, which was coordinated with a visual special effects in the middle of the hotel on the fourth floor, lights flashing to make it appear as though a machine gun were firing, but no real shots were fired. There was someone who actually broke into the crowd, and we've got video of him firing, but no one's injured because he's firing blanks. We've done research on the alleged victims, and they all turn out to be, when they're not merely Photoshop variations of one another, based on persons who died in different states or on different dates or from different causes of death. The only body we have is the one in the suite. The windows weren't even broken out, by the way, showing how preposterous is the whole scenario. And as Scott Bennett, who former Army Intel and PsyOps officer, observes, there are shell casings on top of the blood. Well, once you're dead, you stop shooting. So they should have been under the blood. But among the shell casings are those for CO2 gas cartridges and blanks. You know, the prop master just threw him down thinking no one would even pay attention. The whole thing was a gigantic scam, I guarantee. And there's a mountain of evidence to substantiate it. So I appreciate your asking, Mark, a totally legit question, but it was a fabricated event. We don't even know if the guy who was lying in the suite was Stephen Paddock, because his height and weight under autopsy didn't correspond to height and weight on his fishing and hunting license. There's a whole lot more. I mean, a mountain about it. We even have the crime report, a police map for crime in the 24 hours from 8 p.m. that evening to 8 p.m. the following day, and there's not a single gunshot incident. One of my Facebook friends contacted the three closest hospitals and asked if they'd had any admission of gunshot victims, and they all reported no, and the third conveniently added, if you're calling about that drill they had, no, there were no victims, just call the police for verification. We've done the job. Las Vegas was a total scam. It, by the way, if you go to my How to Spot a False Flag Part 1 and How to Spot a False Flag Part 2, you can find a lot about not only Las Vegas, but Charlottesville, Sandy Hook, Parkland. I've got it all there. You really need to have this under your belt. You need to understand how often we're being scammed. Thanks for the call, Mark. Francis in North Carolina, please join us once again, my friend.
Hey, young man. A couple quick points for you. I have to applaud Brendan on his commentary, but you know something? When people start thinking about the fiasco that occurred with the Corona BS back in 2020 and come to realize after about a year or less or whatever that they had been had, and they're going to think back, if they get approached by this scenario that's been touted, and they think back of what they went through before, they're going to be so revolted in nature, it's not even silly. They're not going to tolerate it, not going to put up with it, because they know they've been put through a line of BS that's not even silly, to the point that, okay, if you want to go see grandma or the grandchildren or whatever, you have to get a shot jab in order to do it. Only the fact that risking the fact that you end up risking bodily injury, let alone losing your life in the process. I mean, I say more.
Yeah.
So that, I do not see that occurring as a result of that, because that was you had the whole U.S. on lockdown, period. Lockdown means you are restricted. You think that people that live on a reservation have issues? Well, guess what? Talk about the U.S. being on lockdown and people, according to each state, having various things that they had to comply by and so forth. It was a bloody effing nightmare. Yes, I'm using that word, or letter for that matter, to emphasize it. But seriously, it was. I mean, I saw things that would make your blood curl in your bloodstream that I was like, my gosh, are we going into not the Twilight Zone, but the Tribulation period or whatever, according to Christianity's perception, depending on what tradition you're looking at or from or whatever. And it totally blew my mind. But to say the least, going on from that, I am grateful. Layla, I am grateful that you are a Palestinian. I'll give you that. I'm grateful for that. At least you have a different perspective that you can actually express for that matter. As for the people here in the U.S. being complacent to what's going on over there, well, you know, when you have an out-of-control government structure and military that is hell-bent on blood, greed, fear, and so forth ad nauseum, that they're willing to do anything and just basically tell the everyday person in the U.S. to go F themselves in the process, what can the everyday person do to fight against that, except for locally, for that matter? Now, with that being said, personally myself, I hope this whole district of criminals, D.C. in particular, as well as the Pentagon, I'm sure they'll be after my tail as a result. I hope those places implode. I really do. Because they have been nothing but heartache for the everyday person, even though the everyday person says, well, I got my toys, I don't have to worry about anything. Yes, you do. So stop showing your stupidity and think about what's going on around you. Lastly, I know you made a comment about Cynthia McKinney not being a dual citizenship person, or excuse me, politician. You know something? That's one politician I can actually get behind. Because even though she left D.C., at least she left with her principles intact. She actually showed that she's got balls for a politician.
Yes.
That she actually stood for what's right.
Yeah, she told me after she made the revelation about the pledge on Press TV, Iranian television in 2011, she thought everybody knew, but nobody knew.
No,
nobody.
Uh-uh.
That Congress has asked us to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of even that of the United States, and that virtually every one of them sign it. This is truly disgusting.
It's
disgusting.
It is outrageous.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, whenever I hear the one comment she made to a conference or a speech or whatever she was having to a group or a conference for that matter, where she thinks about every morning when she rises from her bed what she can do to fight against this, and this, every time I hear that, every hair rises on end or stands on end, because that's someone who is talking from the heart, talking from the brain, and talking from their conscience.
Yeah.
And I've yet to see one politician since then to do that.
Francis, excellent. A final thought?
Well, as usual, a pina colada for the folks in the Gaza area that are being massacred, for that matter, and for what purpose?
Yes.
As for myself, a green olive, not rainbow, and my margarita, your choice of flavor. Later.
You got it, Jesus.
And have a great Halloween. Later.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. Tonight, this is it. Thank you very much, Francis. Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Back to Layla's call, Theodore Herzl, a good book to read. It's actually an easy read. Theodore Herzl, The Jewish State. He's kind of the father of Zionism, and he wrote that book in the late 1800s. And he talks about using anti-Semitism to get the Jews all out of Europe, and that they would need a big event, like a big suffering they would need to use as like propaganda. So in that sense. And again, like on the archive, Internet Archives, Layla, look up 1/3 of the Holocaust. That is just so fake. I think most of them either moved to America, or the population of Israel, you know, went up to about 6 million, you know, after World War II to about now. So, but I called what you're talking about psychopaths. Because I got a family member that watches MSNBC like you, and we almost need to form a we should have a support group like Al-Anon or AA, you know, if you're a family member.
I know.
But I know.
It's stunning. But this by Lord Goya is absolutely fabulous. Israel's biblical psychopathy. It's really remarkable, and as I say, it's on the UNZ Review, UNZ.com, but it's also at jameshfetzer.org, and it's also linked to my Twitter, at Jim Fetzer. One way or another, find it. It's quite a bit longer than I was able to share, but it makes such telling points. You have a final thought?
The anti-white propaganda, these guys like Bill Maher, you'll notice when you watch MSNBC or anything, the big thing on the news is like all of a sudden there's all these swastikas being painted. So all of a sudden now they're the poor little victim of anti-Semitism. That's the big news, not the fact that they killed 8,000 civilians, right? So all of our politicians, all the news media is talking about the poor poor Jews. And going through history, these people have never been the innocent victim, ever. I don't care if it's Spain in 1492 right. or Germany. I mean, Judaism is organized crime pretending to be a religion. So, you know, anyway, I could go on about that. But the psychopathy, the article's great. So.
It is. Thanks it really truly is. Call. Dan, that's great. Thank you for a super call. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. Yeah, Layla's pretty up to date on things. Cave Weitzman, he had the patent on acetone. And so he got extremely rich over that. He became the first president of Israel. What the hell was I going to say now? I'm going to train of thought.
Right.
There was a hockey player. There was a hockey player that's been reported on the news who had a tragic accident on the ice. But Infostormer.com shows what really happened. Very few black hockey players are playing the sport. Well, this black hockey player drop kicked him into the neck on the ice, and he died on the ice. Cut
How
his jugular vein.
How did that
well,
happen, Rick?
You can go to Infostormer.com, and they show you the video of when the hockey player kicked him in the neck, and he dropped down there, and the guy died.
He was killed. He was killed by another hockey player.
Yeah, by a black hockey player.
Guy killed by a black hockey player?
Yeah, the black guy killed the white guy.
Not nice.
Well, you know, it's going to be very troubling.
About 90% of the murders in America are blacks killing other blacks. And then there's a relatively small percentage of blacks killing whites and a tiny percentage of whites killing blacks. But the overwhelming majority of blacks killing blacks, a lot of it is in gang warfare, like in Chicago and Detroit and L.A. and Philadelphia.
Well, they tried to cover this up, but this is going to be explosive. And I don't know if somebody was talking about, you know, people that think there's going to be a draft in this country are very ignorant and they're very naive. They're unaware. The two things that are going to do the Jews in this country is another crash like 2008 and a military draft. You try to talk about a military draft, you're going to see how many people support the Palestinians. Okay? They'll drop their phones really quick. And so, long as they don't shake the tree too hard, they're going to be able to kill as many people over there, you know, as they feel they need to. Because, you know, and nobody's going to get involved with this war. Not Yemen, not Turkey. It's all talk. People only care about the rock in their shoe. And unfortunately for the Palestinians, you know, it's a sad thing. And, I hope the Jews in this country feel very uncomfortable. And, don't have a very, very happy future. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Well, Ricky, I had a lot to say there. I want to repeat some of these passages from this wonderful article. The most characteristic trait of the psychopath is a complete absence of empathy and as a result of moral inhibition in harming others, combined with a thirst for power. Psychopathy also shares some traits with narcissism. Psychopaths have a grand vision of their own importance. In their mind, everything is owed to them because they are exceptional. They are never wrong. And failures are always the fault of others. Truth is of no value to the psychopath. Truth is whatever is convenient for him at any given moment. He is a pathological liar, but he is hardly aware of it. Lying is so natural to him that the question of his sincerity is almost irrelevant. The psychopath beats the lie detector. The psychopath feels only very superficial emotions and has no real feelings for anyone. But he's developed a great ability to deceive. He can be charming to the point of charismatic. He's unable to empathize, but learns to simulate it. His power is his extraordinary ability to feign, trick, trap, and capture. Although he himself is immunized against guilt, he becomes a master in making others feel guilty. Because a psychopath is unable to put himself in the shoes of anyone else. He cannot look at himself critically. We'll be right back.
Publicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This story before, but just looking at Yahoo News, American hockey player Adam Johnson died following a, quote, freak accident during a hockey game. Now fans are claiming the man whose skate slit his neck needs to be charged with manslaughter. Johnson, who appeared in 13 NHL games with the Pittsburgh Penguins in 2019 and 2020, died after his neck was slit by a skate blade during a game in England. He was 29. We'll see what comes of it. Meanwhile, Ken in Texas, Ken, join the conversation.
Hey, Doc. I got to chime in again on this. I have to qualify what I'm going to say with, whatever atrocities are going on over there. I'm not discounting that, but I haven't seen it for myself, so I don't really know for sure if any of this is true or how much of it is true or how much are lies. But having qualified it, if this was really serious, then this would be a Lahaina cost. You know, you would see the same kind of thing going on there. You wouldn't need any carrier groups going over there. So it really seems to me that it's a continuation of COVID. You know, it's a meat puppet, meat grinder is what they're trying to create, where we just get more people killing each other. So anyhow, I think you get the gist of what I'm trying to say, Doc.
Well, it had crossed my mind that they might have access to directed energy weapons and use them on the Palestinians, just as they were used in Lahaina. And there we have Acapulco. I haven't talked about this storm. Came out of nowhere, wrapped up to level 5, wiped out Acapulco. I was in Acapulco when I was a kid at 16 years old. I was doing youth activity for the Episcopal Church in South Pasadena, the only period of my life, junior high and high school, I had any involvement in organized church activities. As everyone knows, I'm an agnostic. But Acapulco is another very high rent, location. I mean, one of the most fabulous in the whole world, just like Lahaina. And they're using weather warfare to wipe it out. And now what, Vanguard or State Street or BlackRock is going to come down and sweep it all out for pennies on the dollar? That same thought, however, had crossed my mind that they could use directed energy weapons in warfare. And we're just going to have to hold our breath and see what happens. But I think they're messing with the wrong people. I think Israel made a calamitous mistake. I think Bibi had to save his ass politically. As Scott Ritter was explaining, his future was done in Israel. He believes it will not be capable of resurrection. And that, at the very least, Israel politically is going to be very different if it even survives physically. Thank you all, callers. Wonderful, wonderful. Spend as much time as you can with your family, friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.